Well, of all the nerve.
Hey, Wilma, did you see me go by here?
Yes, I did.
Which way did I go?
That-a-way.
Thanks. All right, you phony Blitstone. I know who you are.
Yabba dabba do.
Hold it, and don't give me that yabba dabba do stuff.
Yabba dabba do.
Busy watching TV.
Well, it's time for Pebbles to retire.
Okay, Wilma, I'll put her to bed as soon as the news is over. You heard Mommy, honey. It's off to bed for you. Oh, yeah? Well, the same to you, Pebbly Poo.
And on the local news front, there have been more reports of unidentified flying objects, sometimes called flying saucers, seen over the city of Bedrock.
The only flying saucers I see are the ones Wilma throws when I get home late from bowling.
Air Force sources claim so-called flying saucers are unusual cloud formations or other natural phenomena.
Yeah, like a good imagination.
And now for the Dow Stones Rock Market Averages.
That's it, Pebbles. It's time to visit the Sandman in Betty Bye Land. As a matter of fact, I think I'll hit the sack myself. Say goodnight to Mama, Pebbles.
Good night, sweetie. Mm. Oh, Fred.
Yes, my little Wilma Pooh?
Will you please empty the trash can on your way back? I can't get another thing in the pail.
She said a mouthful that time. My mouthful.
Okay, Wilma. Here we are, Pebbles, honey. All right, Dino, don't get hysterical. You can kiss Pebbles goodnight, too. Another one? You sure love Pebbles, don't you, Dino? You see that, Pebbles? You got a real pal in Dino, a regular guardian angel. How about that? She's fast asleep already. Good night, sweetheart. You know, without kids, being a father means nothing. Yabba dabba doo means I love you. Good night, Wilma. Yabba dabba doo, you love me too.
Hey, Perry Bromo, haven't you forgotten something?
Well, don't tell me tonight's my bowling night. I want to hit the sack early.
No, it is not your bowling night. But tomorrow is trash day.
No kidding. Boy, they have a holiday for everything.
Never mind the jokes, funny man. Just take out the trash.
Okay, okay. Did you hear about the flying saucers, Wilma?
Flying saucers? What is this, another joke?
No, really, I heard it on TV. Some guy says he saw them flying over Bedrock. Isn't that a riot?
Oh, how silly. I suppose they're full of little green men.
And they want to take over the whole world. Yabba dabba doo means I love you. Yabba dabba doo, you love me too. Yabba dabba doo. I love you. Yabba dabba 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 doo. Hey, I'm in good voice tonight.
Oh,
attention. This is your leader speaking. You have been duplicated in the image of an Earthman for the purpose of taking over the Earth. You are also equipped with the complete mastery of the language.
Yabba dabba do!
Excellent. Now, these are your instructions. As Earthmen, you will mingle with the natives, gathering all necessary pre-invasion data. Is that clear?
Yabba dabba do!
Good. In case of an emergency, you will rendezvous on my command and return immediately to this ship.
Yabba dabba do!
Now, let us move forward.
Here's your supper, Dino. Good night, pal. See you in the morning.
Yabba dabba do. Yabba dabba do.
Attention, this is your leader speaking. You have reached your dispersal point. Proceed with your mission.
Yabba dabba do!
Out you go, kitty, and try picking cat fights in somebody else's yard tonight.
Oh, there you are, Fred. Will you put this laundry on the back porch, dear? I want to hang it on the line first thing in the morning.
Yabba dabba do! Yabba dabba do!
Very funny, Fred. Oh, you're a real joker. Okay, I can be very funny too, you know.
Well, Matt's taken care of. The cat's out, Dino's been fed, and I am beat. Right after I have a bite to eat, I'm going to hit the sack.
Hi, Fred.
Wilma, what are you doing with that vase?
Yabba dabba do. How's that for a real belly laugh?
Boy, she's getting harder to understand every day.
Say goodnight to Daddy, Bam Bam.
Goodnight to Dada.
And a good night to you, too. Coochie, coochie, coo.
Uh-oh.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, Barney. When will you learn not to stick out your finger? You know Bam Bam doesn't know his own strength.
Who knows? I might be the father of the next heavyweight champ.
Yabba dabba do. Yabba dabba do.
Huh? Barney, wake up. I think I hear a burglar.
Yeah, well, when you're sure, call the cops.
Wake up, Barney. Wake up. There's a prowler in the kitchen.
A prowler?
Yes. Quick, do something.
I am. I'm hiding.
Barney Rubble, don't tell me you're afraid of a little old burglar.
No, it's them big tough ones I worry about. Well, here goes. Hiya, Fred. Hey, you seen a prowler around here?
Yabba dabba do.
Hey, Fred. What goes on here?
Yabba dabba do.
Well, I don't mind your raiding our icebox, but at least you could knock before you come in. All right, wise guy. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yabba dabba do.
Some nerve. He left without even saying goodnight.
Barney, what happened? Did you find the prowler?
Yeah, it was Fred. He came over to raid our icebox.
Fred, are you sure?
Oh, it was him all right. He even hit me with this sandwich.
Well, of all the nerve. I'm going to tell Wilma about this. Operator, get me the Flintstone residence.
Boy, I can't sleep a wink. This diet Wilma put me on is for the birds. Come to think of it, even a bird would starve. I'll grab me a sandwich while Wilma's sleeping. She'll never know the difference.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Betty. What's wrong?
He what? He made a shambles of our kitchen and attacked Barney with a sandwich.
Oh, dear. He must be sleepwalking again. He does it every time he's on a diet. I'm sorry, Betty. Let me handle this. The nerve of that man. He promised not to break his diet.
Oh, boy, this sandwich will put me to sleep.
Fred, Flintstone!
Wilma, I thought you were asleep.
Some nerve, sneaking out in the middle of the night to pull a trick like that.
Well, gee, honey, I was so hungry, I couldn't sleep. And besides, it was only a small sandwich.
Don't make excuses. Betty told me everything.
How do you like that? My neighbor's wife is a stool pigeon.
Now get back to bed before you cause any more trouble.
Yes, dear. I wonder how Betty knew I sneaked a sandwich. All right, I'm up. Now shut up, will you?
I was only doing my job.
Oh, Fred, your breakfast is ready.
I'm coming. Let me brush my teeth first.
Yabba dabba do.
What a night. I hardly slept in a wink. Yeah, I sure look awful when I get up. How can such a handsome guy look so ugly in the morning? Must be the diet. I look gaunt.
Yabba dabba do.
I hope Fred isn't mad at me for ordering him out of the house last night. I got to give him a ride to work this morning.
Oh, I'm sure he's forgotten all about it.
Yeah, I hope so. Bye.
Bye, dear. Have a nice day.
Good morning, Fred. No hard feelings about last night, huh?
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, I knew you'd understand. After all, though, what's a little midnight snack between neighbors?
Say goodbye to Daddy, Bam Bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
Goodbye.
So long, Wilma. I gotta hurry. Barney's gonna drive me to work this morning. Oh, no. Don't tell me he left already. What a nerve.
But I thought I saw you in the car, Fred. You and Barney just left.
Well, if we did, you're talking to a pigment of your imagination. Some pal. Now I'll have to drive to work myself. I don't get it. There's been a lot of peculiar things going on all of a sudden.
Hey, Fred, ain't you got anything to say? All you do is sit there with that blank look on your face.
Yabba dabba do.
No kidding, Fred. Lately, you've been acting like you're from outer space or something. Well, so long, pal. Pick you up tonight.
Yabba dabba do.
Uh-oh, it's that Flintstone character. I better warn the boss. Fred Flintstone just walked into the office, Mr. Slade.
Fred Flintstone just walked into the office, Mr. Slate.
Well, get rid of him. I'm busy practicing my golf game. The future of our firm is at stake. Rockwell only gives contracts to clients who are good golfers, and we're playing today.
Well, get rid of him.
I heard him. Relax. Sorry, Mr. Flintstone. Mr. Slate is in a conference.
Yabba dabba do.
Well, I'll say one thing for Flintstone. He's got plenty of nerve. No more job, but plenty of nerve.
Flintstone! What's the idea of busting in here like that? If I don't beat Rockwell at golf this afternoon, I'll lose a big contract. Now get out of my office so I can practice my putting. Flintstone, what are you doing? Yow! You realize, of course, this action automatically terminates your employment.
Dabba, dabba, do.
I better let Mr. Slate know I missed my ride. That's why I'm 2 minutes late.
No one walks over me and gets away with it. If I see him again, I'll pulverize him.
I hope he's in a good mood. Good morning, Mr. Slate. I want to explain why I'm late. You see, I was supposed to get a ride with...
Flintstone, get out of my office. Get off my property. And don't ever come back.
Gee, I wonder if I'm fired.
I'll be frank with you, Slate. Playing with you is awfully boring. You've been in that sand trap for 1 hour.
It just takes me a little time to warm up, JR. That's all.
By the time you warm up, the Ice Age will be over. Come on, let's skip this hole. I say you can always tell a man's business by his golf score. Now that's only fair, right, Slate?
Oh, yes, sir, the fairest.
A man who can't handle a golf club can't handle a business. Right, Slate?
Oh, yes, sir. The rightest, JR.
I'll see you on the green, Slate. Try to make it before sundown.
Oh, brother. The things I have to put up with to get a contract from that old duffer. If only I could hit the ball straight just once to impress him.
Yabba dabba do.
Flintstone, I thought I fired you. Now, Flintstone, let's not be hasty. You wouldn't strike a man who wears glasses.
Wow!
What a drive! You surprise me, Flintstone. Four!
Great Scott! A hole in one! Did you hit that ball, Slate?
No, JR. That was my employee, Fred Flintstone. Go along with the bit, Flintstone. Would you mind if he joined us?
Yow! Beautiful shot, Flintstone. At least 400 yards. You know, we may be able to do business after all, Slate.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
What'll I tell Wilma? I don't even know why I was fired. Maybe if I crawl to Mr. Slate on my hands and knees, he'll give me my job back. I'll try and catch him at the golf course. I hope he's still here.
Flintstone, you were marvelous. Best game I've had in years. I'll send that contract over in the morning, Slate.
Oh, thank you, JR.
Let's play again soon, Flintstone.
Yabba dabba do.
Peculiar fellow, that Flintstone. Doesn't say much, but his golf game is out of this world.
There's Mr. Slate now. I'll get down on my hands and knees.
I did it. A great big fat contract. I'll be a millionaire.
Excuse me, Mr. Slate. I...
Flintstone, my best friend. Mwah! You were great. Absolutely marvelous. Stop in my office in the morning and we'll talk about a raise. Nothing extravagant, of course. See you tomorrow.
There's something strange going on lately. Betty knows I'm eating a sandwich and snitches to Wilma. The boss fires me for being 2 minutes late, then hires me back. I don't know, maybe I'm cracking up.
Yabba dabba do.
Oh, hiya, Fred. Hiya, Fred! I'm Fred! Hey, you! Just a rotten minute! All right, Buster, what's the idea of impersonating me?
Yabba dabba do.
Another me! Come back here! Now, where did that guy go? And who is he? Oh, I get it! This is some kind of joke the boys from the lodge are pulling.
I'm sorry about last night, Betty. Ever since Fred's been on a diet, he's been acting peculiar.
Speaking about acting peculiar, look who's coming up the street.
It's Fred. Well, of all the nerve.
Hey, Wilma. Did you see me go by here?
Yes, I did. And I also saw you flirting with a girl. How dare you?
I can explain everything. Which way did I go?
That way.
Thanks. All right, you phony Flintstone. I know who you are.
Yabba dabba do.
Hold it, and don't give me that yabba dabba do stuff.
Yabba dabba do.
Another me. Oh, boy, those guys will pull anything for a gag. Come on, fellas, I'm wise to you.
Attention, pre-invasion force. This is your leader. Come in, please.
You guys can't fool me. I know who you are and what you're up to.
Something has gone wrong. The Earthlings have discovered us. We'll have to make a run for it. All units, regroup immediately and return to ship. That is all.
Yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do.
Very funny, very funny, but the joke's over. If you guys want to play rough, I can play rough, too. All right, Rocket, Shell, and the rest of you guys. I know you're under them stupid masks. I'm going to bring you all in. Oh, come on, you guys. Hold it. Does it? I can take a joke, but you guys are carrying this thing too far. It's no use hiding. I got your corner. Hey, where are we? What kind of a place is this?
Attention, robots. Our plan has been uncovered. Our ranks have been infiltrated by an Earthling. We are in danger and must return to our own planet. Will the real Fred Flintstone please identify himself?
All right, spaceman, I'll go along with the gag. I'm the real Fred Flintstone. Which one of you is Barney? Hey, wait a minute, let go! Mackerel, that's a real flying saucer. Those guys were going to invade the Earth. And I stopped them. Wow, I'm a hero. Wait till Wilma hears about this.
Fred, we demand to know what's going on. You've been acting very strange.
Raiding our ice box.
Hitting me on the head with a sandwich.
And flirting with girls.
Take it easy, everybody. I can explain everything. You see, there was this flying saucer from another planet with 10 guys in it who looked like me. One of them hit Barney in the head with a sandwich. Another lost me my job. They got me in all kinds of trouble.
Flying saucer?
10 Flintstones.
From another planet?
Yeah, but I chased them back into the saucer and got rid of
them. Oh, boy, what a story.
I think I understand, Fred. You've been on that diet too long. You're having hallucinations.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you going to call the papers? I'm a hero.
Come inside, hero. I'm going to fix you a big dinner. You can forget the diet.
Oh, boy, what gratitude. That's the last time I saved the world for them. Forget the diet? Hey, Wilma, wait for me. What are we having for dinner, honey? Wait for me, Wilma.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Time.
two times. We'll have a gay old time.